Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about ISIS, Iran, Mexican gangs, United States of America, and the Great Distraction. And so we're seeing this progression of this happening in the earth. And no, it's not a movie. This is the real deal. And we see, we're seeing people sell out America. We're seeing people sell out Israel and sell out the way of the world for a new, like a new vision that somebody might have. But I want to encourage you as I'm talking about this, that when, you know, true evil is when good men do nothing. And so when you stand up, there's actually more of you than there are of these handful of folks that are wanting to do something, you know, evil strategies for the world. But if most folks sit back and go, you're, you know, just trying to do my job, trying to take care of my family, trying to pay my bills. And then one day you find out life as you know it changed. And make sure we talk about the 330 million and the 530 when we're talking about the election coming up. And so when you think about this, all of a sudden, you know, before we went to break, we're talking about this. I was talking about it, that you couldn't even mention jihad, which is holy war in the name of Allah, directed by the writings of Muhammad in the Quran. And you can't just go, well, that's just crazy faith. This is what these folks believe. When somebody believes that they can kill, they should kill for their God, understand they believe that. And they'll only find out when they stand before God that they were wrong, unless we tell them. And make sure you get our next program, because you're going to hear a jihadist that got saved and became a agent or helped CIA. And so we're sitting over thinking, like, what happened? I thought we were talking about, you know, Iran getting nuclear weapons. And next thing you know, we have a Muslim Brotherhood president in Egypt, and that's kind of switched over. We have somebody who outlawed the Muslim Brotherhood and said, you can't even mention jihad in my country, being attacked. And our president saying, you must go. Assad must go. I mean, he's like... and he's the one that's against the caliphate, remember? He's the one that's against the Muslim Brotherhood. He's the one that's against even mentioning jihad. So if you take out President Mubarak out of Egypt, you paint a picture for Islam, the, you know, algebra, you know, and all the things that was talked about in the context of that. And then you praise an Arab Spring going across the Arab countries, but you hold off on the Green Party and don't let the wind of America blow over and the praise blow over Iran. You just kind of ignore it. Then you go into Syria, which is north of Israel, and you say, you know, he must go, the one that outlaws, you know, jihad and says that the Muslim brother can't be here. You're that's a ring around Israel we were talking about. That's a wind blowing around Israel. And so then you see Israel in this long war with Gaza while all this is going on. And reporters in America are supporting, you know, giving only a Palestinian perspective when Israel's for the Palestinians. It was the people, the leadership in Gaza that they were talking about. We talked about all that. And later on, the media says we had weapons pointed at us. And if we would have pointed our cameras at them, they would have killed us. So you went there to report the truth, and you, for your own life, you sold out Israel. For your own, think about this. You're standing before God. You're standing before God, which you're going to see. You know, every point in once to die, then the judgment. And all you had to do was take your camera and point down there at those children and that missile launcher with these Gaza fighters that are right there pointing, Hamas fighters. That was the battle. The battle's with Hamas there. And that's all you had to do was take your camera and just go like this. Instead, you let the lie be perpetrated. And everybody believe that, and you come back and you expect us to go, oh, I understand. You saved your life for, you know, so that, you know, forget about Jacob. Who cares about Israel? You're going to answer for that. I would do everything you could in your own power and strength to go back and report the truth. Yeah. You know, and if it, think about this. So when you do stand at the judgment seat of Christ, you can say, yes, I did the first time. But I went back and I pointed my camera everywhere. I pointed it everywhere, and that's how I'm here right now, God, because they did shoot me, and I'm here. But imagine answering for that at the throne room of God, that you took your camera and didn't point it at the one who was firing weapons, Hamas, into the eye of God, the apple of God's eye, because you were scared your eye would be shot out. So you chose yourself over God. That's what's going to happen. That's the context of that. So I would encourage you to go back and, you know, greater love hath no man than he laid down his life for his friend. It's about self-preservation. Everything's like, oh, I'm glad you made it. And it's like 10,000 people are dead, you know? And it's like, doesn't it matter the trail we leave behind? Doesn't it matter the death we leave behind us? And we got so much more to talk about. We get back from this break because we're going to be talking about, well, okay, that's all taking place in the Middle East. Everybody now is focused on ISIS, and that's what we're going to be talking about when we get back, because think about this. ISIS, 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 ISIL, ISIL, ISIS, ISIS, ISIL. Nobody's going Iran, 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 nukes, nukes, nukes. Oh, yeah, one person's doing that, the prime minister of Israel. We were focused on Iran at first because understand the goal of radical Islam, the goal of Iran is to push Israel into the sea, to just make, and when you hear ISIL, we talked about what that means. That means all the land, including Israel, when you think about, it's a caliphate, is what it is. And so ISIL means something. It really means something when our president says the words ISIL. It basically says when the CBN news reporter that was there, that was embedded with ISIS in the beginning of their process in northern Iraq, he asked the question, what is motivating these men? And they said, this is not necessarily true, but this is what the fighters, their perception was that our president stood with them. But when you agree with ISIS to ISIL, hey, you can say what you want to, but that really, I'm sure where they could say, man, you would believe in the Levant. The Levant is that caliphate piece of land, which includes, and we talked about that, and there's a related link. You can find out more about that with this, but go to VFNTV.com, go to the torch. But listen, so here we are. I mean, this is serious. You have to understand that the cook is in the kitchen and they're making nuclear bombs right now. I mean, you think about the Manhattan Project, there's the Iran Project going on. Why? When you think about rules for radicals, and we talked about that, and you can hear this, everybody's focused now on ISIS and ISIL and all this death and tragedy, and you know, and some reason they've targeted Assad and thinking that these guys who are taking heads off are better leaders than President Assad. And it's like, really? Do you really think that? And I do want to say that no matter their motives, it was so good to be able to hear 120 Muslim leaders come together with the Council on American Islamic Relations, and 120 Muslim scholars wrote in Arabic to ISIS denouncing what they were doing. And we can talk more about that in a future program. And but we appreciate every Muslim that stands up in America and denounces what's taking place. And you know, at one time, I think it was Bridget.
Gabrielle
said that the majority, the silent majority, is irrelevant. Well, 120 scholars across the world, I believe, with Islam are not silent. They stood up and they wrote a letter and they sent it to ISIS. And we'll have more about that coming up on the future. And we appreciate everybody as we stand up together for peace in the world. But so here, everybody, we're focused now on this trouble. But that's a standard procedure for Satan since the beginning, but it's the standard procedure what was talked about in the 13 rules for radicals. You've got to create all this storm and all this problem so that the left hand's doing all this while the right hand's doing what it wants done. And it's like they're still progressing towards a nuclear weapon. So yeah, you got to deal with this radical Islamic sect and all these things are going on, but you also have to deal with Iran. You can't, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear right here, this is CBN is reporting from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, say, listen, you got to do both. You got to focus on both. Listen up. Watch.
With the military might of the world focused on militant ISIS army, Iran continues its nuclear program uninterrupted. But one Middle East leader is calling on the West not to forget the greater danger of a nuclear Iran. Chris Mitchell reports from Jerusalem.
For the first time in years, much of the world and many Arab countries appear unified, this time against ISIS terrorists. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, however, continues to sound the alarm over the danger of a nuclear Iran.
ISIS must be defeated. But to defeat ISIS
and leave Iran as a threshold nuclear power is to win the battle and lose the war.
Netanyahu and other Israeli officials warn that Iran's nuclear program is what keeps them up at night. One official said that ISIS is a 5-year problem, but Iran is a 50-year problem.
And I am here to tell you that Israel is deeply concerned.
That concern, according to Intelligence Minister Yuval Steinitz, is about negotiations over Iran's nuclear program.
The Iranians have shown no real flexibility on the two main issues. The issue of the centrifuge facilities, centrifuge for enrichment of uranium, and the heavy water reactor in Iraq.
Steinitz also said Israel worries negotiators will end up with a bad deal. He maintains no deal is better than a bad deal.
No deal means that you stand by your principle, that you are not giving up, that you are not sacrificing the future of the world, that you are not sacrificing global security, that you are not ready that what happened with North Korea will repeat itself after 1 or 2 or 3 years with Iran.
And Middle East analyst Jonathan Spire comes back to the fight against ISIS and how it could ironically help Iran.
So if it becomes the paramount or the sole goal of Western policy to destroy Sunni Islamism and Sunni jihadis in these areas, the effective result of that will be, by default, so to speak, to strengthen the enemies of those forces, which are not democratic forces, they're pro-Iranian forces. The Shia Islamists align with Iran. So it's crucial to keep that bigger picture in mind, I think, if we are to avoid effectively strengthening, or even absurdly, acting in cooperation with our most dangerous enemies in the region.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
This is so important. So you got to ask the question, you know, what's going on? Why, you know, and you see America now, you have young folks standing up, getting involved in politics, going, stop, Mr. President, stop ISIS. And so it's working. People's eyes are focusing on ISIS. But at the same time, you know, you're looking at America's value system falling by the wayside, the very Judeo-Christian foundation this nation had is just being whittled away rapidly. Our borders are being overrun. And as you heard, as God just spoke, according to what Rick Joyner said in a dream, about that America's about to go through hell, the world's about to go through hell, but God's going to give us heavenly experiences to be able to do it. And he said it's going to be so bad that 48 states, this is, he's saying in the dream he saw this, he's not saying it in the natural, he's saying this is what he saw in the dream. The 48 states wanted to secede, which means pull away from the United States of America.
Wow.
That they begin to blame the federal departments, the Washington, D.C., for the government for what's going on. But you look what's going on. It's like, you know, you can see where people could see, you know, that this thing is being, you know, laid out in a strategy and stuff. But you have to understand it. As the church, we understand this. That many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's plans that prevail. Mm. We have sinned. We have done evil in the Lord's sight. But if we turn back to God and we repent, despite what evil men's practices are, God will stop this disaster. He will heal our land and he'll forgive our sins. They're just tools to be able to understand that, you know, a storm's being fashioned against us for what we did. And we are the key. The church is the key. You know, people who don't follow God, who don't want anything to do with God, they're not the key to turning things around. It's us. It's God's people who are called by his name. Mm. If we humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, I know it seems kind of like, well, how could that not be the problem? It's like they're just a byproduct of our rebellion.
Mm.
That they're a byproduct. And all of a sudden, just like Jehoshaphat, when God was dealing with him, you know, he turned. And God turned and defeated his enemy. That's what God wants us to do. And so we don't have a lot of time. So we understand. So in that, he talks about these Mexican or these the Spanish gangs coming into, or Spanish, and I saw gangs, God showed me gangs, coming into America doing, he saw, worse crimes to Americans than ISIS is going on. I saw organized crime and rapidly moving across the nations. But it's just so important to understand that this whole thing is coming against humanity. This is an organized effort, as George Soros would say, you have to ease her down gently. And people truly, men still want hegemony. They still want to rule the world. And Hitler tried to do it through force. Now they're doing it through strategy. They're doing it through the same tactics that Lucifer used, that the book that you hear me talk about and taught about called the, you know, Saul Alinsky, the 13 Rules for Radicals. They dedicated that book to Lucifer because he was the first one that used it and got his own kingdom, they said. As a matter of fact, this stuff is here and coming here to America, and we have to alert ourselves. Listen to Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church in His Presence.
I have a question. Where is the urgency? There is none. You hear me? There is none. But let me just say this to you while I got your attention. I want to make it clear. If you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iraq against the Christians, and all the persecution is going to remain against the Coptic Christians in Egypt, and you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iran against the born-again people, if you think that's all going to remain over there, you better think again. It's already coming into this country right now. Did you hear about the girl the other day in school? Somebody sneezed and she said, God bless you, and they sent her to the principal's office and expelled her for saying, God bless you. And they said, we will not have the name of God spoken in this classroom. Please hear me. This is already underway. It's already getting traction. And the closer we get to the coming of Christ, you're going to be persecuted also. You said, Brother Kilpatrick, will I face the sword? Will I face death? I don't know. I have no idea. But all I'm asking you is this. If you want to leave church now with somebody that won't even shake your hand, and you want to pout and leave the church because somebody didn't say hello to you, how are you going to keep up with horsemen whenever the horsemen begin to run? How are you going to keep up with them whenever the horsemen begin to gallop? You can't keep up with the footmen now. How are you going to keep up with that? Well, I'm going to leave the church because Brother Kilpatrick didn't shake my hand. Oh, shut up. Just shut up. I don't want to hear it. Shut up. I don't even want to hear it. That's childish. In the day that we're living in, you ought to be ashamed for speaking such a thing. It's time to grow up and be men and women of God and be in our post of duty.
This is so important because this charge, you know, it's just right. It's right in line with, you know, we can just sit back and let this happen to us, or we can take our post. And Jeremiah 12:5 says, if you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thicket by the Jordan? This is where we are. You have to strengthen yourself in the Lord. You need to get in an abiding relationship with God. This is not an option. I mean, you got, he says here, this is what he says, and he talks to us, the church in Revelation. He says, hear what the Spirit says to the church. Why? Because these things start happening in the earth, but he says his Spirit will lead us. And so what happens is, you know, you won't have to have anything. You'll have God, and God will say, go left, go right, do this, do that, because you have this abiding relationship with God. If you don't know how to abide with the Lord, we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org, iabide.org. You need to begin to abide now and get used to hearing his voice. As I said, that tomorrow is the second blood moon in the four blood moons. We have an election coming up that we'll have to talk about in our next program. November the 4th, we have to pay attention. Understand, America, you are the king in America. The people are the king. They're the leaders. We're the ones that issue edicts. Understand that there's 330 million people in the population, and there's only 530 folks in Washington, D.C. In Rick Joyner's dream, he saw the 330 million, a large percentage of them, running after the 530. But God's going to deal with the 330 million because we're the ones that sent those 530 leaders into Washington, D.C. We have to understand it's not about Washington, D.C. It's about the 330 million. It's about us. I looked in the mirror to see what my issue would be. When I looked in the mirror, I saw that my issue was me. It's for us to do what's right and begin to abide today. Don't panic. Get close to God. Have strength. Stand your watch. It's time to stand your watch. And if you're around somebody that's sleeping, and they're just playing church, you got to get to a fellowship of believers that's ready to stand in these difficult times. Understand, deliverance is ahead, but we got to get through this time of weeping, this time of tears. And think about this. if we couldn't, if we stumbled in the safe country of America, how are we going to manage in this thicket of what God has shown us is coming to the world and coming to America that's in our country now? You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.